Hello and welcome. This is your host, Jody Young, and thank you for tuning in for the first live episode of Tailspin. Yay! This was recorded live at Bar on A, one of my most favorite bars on earth. And it's in the East Village at 170 Avenue A at the corner of East 11th Street. And no worries if you didn't stop in for our first show, which was a lot of fun, even though I was freaking out because I'm a freak out. But it was fantastic. And you are about to hear the first installment from that show, which is Will McKinley telling a fabulous story about, you know, arresting and gum and drunk women. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the comic stylings of Will McKinley. Thank you.
So, what's up, people in the back? How's it going? So, how about it for Jody and putting together this lovely little show? Clap for her. So, we're telling stories tonight, but I'm going to start with a question. Has anyone here ever been arrested? I know that, but anybody, like, it seems like everybody I know has gotten arrested recently, and the weird thing is that none of them are black, and I think, well, like, kudos to the NYPD for extending the racial profiling to the non-black people. I think, really, fascism is truly colorblind, isn't it? New York is a great place to live, but I did get arrested one time. This was about 6 years ago, and it happened in the subway because, you know, as you know, I'm kind of an underground performer. But so here's the story. I was in the subway with my girlfriend Maggie, and you know, in the interest of full disclosure, that, you know, we had come from a party, and you know, there had been a little bit of drinking, primarily on Maggie's part. You know, because at the time she was 23 and very fond of Tanqueray and tonic. And I was 31 and very fond of drunk 23-year-old blonde girls that were still in college. And, you know, that's really maybe a story for another day. But so I ran my MetroCard through the machine, and Maggie thought it would be hysterically funny to push through on the same fare, you know, along with me. And I did not really think it was that funny. And neither did the cop. And it's, you know, like, the NYPD is always there when you don't want them to be, really, I think, primarily. So, like, anyway, so I'm, like, right there, and the cop is looking right at me. And, of course, I turn around to, you know, look for Maggie so I can blame it on her, you know. And she's mysteriously disappeared. Right, which is really a running theme for me and women in my life. It really started with my birth mother, you know, because I'm adopted. Actually, I prefer previously owned, but you know, that's another story, really. So, what am I going to say? There's something I can say, right? So the cop, like, you know, reads me my rights, and he cuffs me, you know. And then next thing I know, I'm doing the perp walk through Grand Central Station, right? And the cop walks me past, like, a collection of homeless guys, and they all broke into a spontaneous round of applause. And one guy said something about 40 acres and a mule. I didn't think they had farm animals in New York City, but, and he offered me a cracker, but I really couldn't eat because, you know, my hands were cuffed. So they put me in the squad car, and they took me down to Union Square. Now, did you guys know that there's a jail in the Union Square subway station? It's got one cell in it. It looks kind of like the jail from the Andy Griffith Show. Actually, I think I may have been arrested by Deputy Barney Fife, but the nice thing was later on, Aunt Bee brought in a platter of cookies, which was, you know. So the first thing the cop says to me, like, when I'm, you know, in the jail there is, I gotta take your shoelaces. And I was like, why? And he was like, so you don't hang yourself. And I was like, look, you arrested me for fare evasion. Am I really a suicide risk? But, you know, I'm glad I didn't know about that whole hanging people with shoelaces when I was in high school, because I would have taken out my whole freshman gym class. But Anyway, so he takes my shoelaces and my belt. Because apparently you can't have a belt in prison, right? Because, yeah, exactly. So everyone's walking around with the baggy pants. Which I think that's where the look comes from. But that gangsta baggy pants look doesn't really work with Brooks Brothers pleated khakis. It doesn't really have the whole gangster cred, you know, thing. So the cop very politely invites me to, you know, enter my cell. You know, and I very politely agreed because I didn't really have much of a choice. You know, and then he very politely, like, slammed the door on me. And so then he took my my mugshot. And, you know, I wanted to look, like, all thugged out because, you know, how many chances do you have to take a mugshot? But it's hard to look thugged out in a blue blazer. Gold buttons, not really thuggy. Gold teeth, very thuggy. Gold buttons, really not so much. So I, like, you know, butched it up and you know, had him take a picture of me. And then, so actually, my uncle is a Long Island cop, so he got me sprung. It was great. I felt like one of the Kennedys, you know? We blamed it all on the Ambien, and it was great, and I was out. But I did have to go to, I did have to go to court a couple weeks later, right? And so, like, they gave me a public defender and the, you know, lawyer, and the lawyer said to me, just plead guilty, and if you stay clean for 6 months, they'll take it off your record. She actually said, if I stay clean. And I said, really, I think my girlfriend needs to stay sober, really, for the 6 months, and admit that it'll be fine. So, like, I went before the judge, and the judge was like, how do you plead? And I was like, guilty, Your Honor. Because I, you know, I always wanted to say that. You know? How many times, like, I've seen it in the movies, right? And on TV shows, and I was like, I hung my head in shame, you know? And so they, like, carted me out of the court, and I got community service. This is totally true. I had to clean the gum off the subway station at 96th Street, the number one subway station. Yeah, and they gave me one of those, like, glow-in-the-dark vests, which I think looked really good on me. It really, like, the orange neon really brought out the color in my eyes, I think. So there I am, sort of, like, on my hands and knees, you know, like, scraping off the gum that all you motherfuckers spit out on the subway. And right next to me is a very large African-American gentleman whose name happened to be Tiny, which is a funny name for a big man. And so, like, Tiny sort of looks over at me, and he's laughing, and he's like, so, white boy, what are you in for? Fare evasion? And I was like, no, he was like, so what are you in for, jaywalking? And I was like, no, fare evasion. So step to that, mister, because, you know, I watch Oz, right? And that's the way they do it, the tough guys, right? You know, and then so I felt like I was forming a bond with Tiny, so I was like, you know, so Tiny, what are you in for? And he was like, assault and battery, but the bitch set me up. And I was like, you know what? The same thing happened to me. So, you know, it didn't really matter that he was black and that I was white. We were just two guys that got fucked over by a bitch. And really, and isn't that what racial equality is all about? And that's my story. I'm saying to it. Thank you guys.